would you like to take our survey?
Sure.
Do you or does anyone in this household work for an advertising agency?
No.
An insurance company?
No.
A newspaper, television, or radio, or another news source?
No.
A bank or a financial institution?
No.
A public relations firm?
No.
LUS or another utility service?
No.
Lafayette City Parish Government?
No.
A market team research firm?
No.
Is anyone in this household an elected public official or works directly for one?
No.
In which Louisiana parish are you registered to vote?
Lafayette.
Do you live inside or outside the city limits of Lafayette?
In.
In addition to electric and telephone service, which of the following does your household currently have? Cable television service?
Yes.
Satellite TV dish?
No.
Internet access service?
Yes.
Okay. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with the electric service you receive from AUS?
Very satisfied.
Okay. Oh, would you say very satisfied or just satisfied?
Gee, I think I just said it.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your garbage service?
Satisfied.
Would you say very satisfied or just satisfied?
Very satisfied.
Which company provides your local phone service? MCI, Bell South, Cox Communications, some other local phone service, or E-Tel?
Bell South.
Okay. Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your local phone service?
Satisfied.
Would you say very satisfied or just satisfied?
Just satisfied.
Okay. Which company provides your internet access service?
Cox.
Is your internet access service dial-up or high speed?
High speed.
Who provides it?
Cox.
Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your internet access service?
I guess I'd have to say somewhat dissatisfied.
Okay. Would you say very dissatisfied or just dissatisfied?
Just dissatisfied.
Okay. Which company provides your cable TV service?
Cox. Okay.
Are you satisfied or dissatisfied with your cable television service?
Again, I'd have to say probably dissatisfied, but just dissatisfied.
Okay. What is the most important thing for a city parish government to address?
No choices?
Oh, no. It's open end.
Open end.
Yes, sir.
The most important thing?
Mm-hmm.
Protection of its citizens.
What kind of protection, sir?
What kind of protection?
Yes, sir.
The most important thing, I believe, would be police and fire protection. I mean, basic protection of the citizenry.
How do you spell that, sir?
INFRASTRUCTURE.
Okay. What kind of infrastructure, sir?
All kinds. Roads, bridges, sewers, whatever kind of things are necessary for people to live their lives and do business. I mean, that could even take in things as esoteric as power lines, fiber optics, all sorts of stuff.
As I mentioned, several individuals and groups, please tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each one's performance.
Okay.
Lafayette City Parish President Joey Durrell.
Favorably.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorably.
Okay. Bell South.
I guess I'd have to say favorable, but just barely.
Okay. LUS Lafayette Utility System.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
The Lafayette City Parish Council.
Favorable.
Would you say very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Class Communications.
Not favorable.
Would you say somewhat favorable or just very unfavorable?
Somewhat unfavorable.
Okay. Have you seen, read, or heard anything about AUS's proposal to build a new fiber to the home cable, TV, voice, and internet system?
Yes.
What have you seen, read, or heard about it?
How much time do you have?
Sir?
What have I seen, read, or heard?
Yes, sir.
Hours and hours of stuff. I mean, we're going to need a little bit more specific question here for me to give any kind of meaningful answer.
Private companies providing phone, cable, and internet service are already building a fiber optic system for their services. Their system is different in that AUS says it will build a fiber to the home system, and private companies are already building a fiber to the curb. The Federal Communication Commission says that both systems are functionally the same, but do you prefer one over the other? Fiber to the curb or fiber to the home?
Well, you're asking a question based on an erroneous assumption. There's absolutely no evidence that any companies are building any kind of fiber optic network in Lafayette.
So what would you say for that one, sir?
I would say it's an idiotic question. You're throwing out an incorrect fact and asking me to give you an answer to it.
Can you please hold for a minute, sir?
Sure.
Okay. of it, sir. Thank you for your time.
You're kidding.
No, sir, I'm not kidding.
Well, can you tell me what companies are building any kind of fiber in the Lafayette area?
I'm sorry, I can't elaborate on that.
All right, so you throw out something as fact when it's not, but you can't elaborate on it?
No, sir. I'm just doing my job.
I understand. What I don't understand is why when someone questions a supposed fact in your thing, all of a sudden the survey is over with?
Oh, no, sir.
Do you have a supervisor?
Yes, sir.
I'd like to speak to him or her.
Hold on.
Hello.
What
can I do for you?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Charles.
Hi, Charles. I'm curious as to why I'm asked a question, given information as fact, when in fact it probably isn't. No elaboration can be made, and then all of a sudden the interview is cut off.
Well, you got to the last question.
Wait a minute. I don't believe that for a second.
Okay.
I don't believe that for a second.
Let's go back here and see. Yes, he didn't want anything read or heard. Private companies are providing phone, cable, and internet service ready to go in fiber optic systems for their services. Their system is different than in that. LUS says it will build a better fiber to the home system, and private companies are already building a fiber to the curb. Federal Communications Commission says that those systems are functionally the same. Do you prefer one over the other?
Okay, and what's the next question?
Sir?
And what's the next question?
What was your answer on that one? It won't, the screen will, the thing will only give you one question at a time, and it rotates them. Even though they're numbered, the system rotates them.
Mm-hmm.
Randomly. And he can't go from one screen to the next until there's an answer.
Okay, so the question is, do I prefer one over the other?
Right.
The answer is no. I don't prefer one over the other.
Not going to that screen again. Huh. And now it's given another question.
Gee, there's a surprise.
Well, computer branches different ways in this system and the survey, and a lot of it's branching depends on how the previous questions were answered.
Okay, so I answered no. What's the next question?
Okay, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the LUS proposal for a fiber to the home system?
Favorable.
And do you feel strongly about that?
Yes.
Okay, then, well, one more thing, but one thing more than anything else makes you have a favorable opinion of the LUS? You said unfavorable. Did you not?
No, I said favorable.
I'm sorry.
And I feel strongly about
strongly.
It.
Strongly, yes.
Strongly favorable.
Then it says, well, one thing more than anything else makes you have a favorable opinion of LUS fiber to the home system proposed.
Reliability of LUS.
As you may know, the referendum election has been set for the July 16th to let voters decide the issue. If you were voting on the LUS fiber to the home system referendum today, would you vote for it or against it?
For.
And you feel strongly about that?
Yes.
Do you favor the LUS proposal more because you believe it? Okay. Do you favor the LUS proposal more because you believe it will lower your costs for cable, phone, internet, and other broadcast services, will provide the availability and quality of these services, is good for the city and its economy and new jobs, or makes technology more available to low-income families?
You're asking for the reason that I favor it the most?
Of those.
Okay.
Four.
Because I believe it's good for the community and jobs.
And what do you favor or oppose the LUS fiber to the home proposal for Lafayette residents? What is your opinion of the following? Do you think Lafayette City Parish government could or should not be in the business of competing with private business for local long-distance telephone, cable, vision, and internet service?
Well, see, there again, another question that I have a problem with. Lafayette City Parish government isn't getting into the business. The LUS is, and they are not part of the city government. They are a separate entity from the city government. So it's a straw dog question again. My answer is, I believe LUS should be getting into it because the city is not, because they are a separate entity.
So would that be a yes or a no? I mean, I can only answer the questions. What I could do is go ahead and put an escape note in that LUS and city are not the same. Basically, that's what you're saying. Correct?
Yes. LUS is getting into this does not mean that Lafayette City Parish government is actually running the business. This is LUS. They are a separate business. Okay. More than anything, what upsets me is this is the second question that's based upon a false premise to begin with.
Well, a lot of these are questions about the premises that are already out there amongst the different entities that are vying for this, both for and against it. So.
Okay, so what you're telling me then is...
Actually, what this is doing is testing how you respond to those statements.
But again, you're asking me to answer something based on a false premise.
Okay.
That's like... I mean, I'm not even sure I can think of an analogy right now.
Well, that's why I went ahead and put in an escape note for what you're talking about. Do you think LUS does or does not have the know-how and the ability to build and operate a state-of-the-art fiber to the home system, providing digital connectivity with telephone, cable, TV, and internet service to homes and businesses, which is good, better, or better than private companies provide?
I think they probably have the ability to do that.
Lafayette Utility Systems is proposing an LUS-owned and operated fiber-to-the-home system for telephone, cable TV, and high-speed internet service. If LUS offered these services today, please tell me if you would definitely, probably not, or definitely not switch from your current provider to get each of these services from LUS.
I would definitely switch.
Your cable TV?
Yes.
Is that definitely?
Definitely.
How about high-speed internet service?
Definitely switch.
Bristol, Virginia recently installed a system similar to what is being provided by LUS. Less than a year after the completing the installation, they requested a 15% rate increase, and the city and the county are contemplating huge property tax increases to offset the shortfalls. How concerned are you that the tax rates will increase for Lafayette Parish residents if this plan is enacted?
Not at all concerned, because we're not doing this on a tax basis.
I'm going to read several things people have said about the LUS fiber optic proposal. After hearing each one, please tell me if it makes you want to vote for it or against it. If Lafayette has the money to build a $125 million fiber system, they should fix the streets first. Better streets are more important than duplicating what private companies are already doing. In favor or oppose that?
Well, I oppose the inaccuracies in the statement. How's that?
Some people are concerned about the rumor that LUS will build their fiber system in South Lafayette first because it will bring in more revenue sooner if upper-income families get it sooner. Does that make you want to vote for or against the proposal? That statement, does it make you want to vote for or against it?
The statement by itself doesn't make a difference in the way I would vote.
All right, sir. LUS is promising lower rates and no new taxes.
And by the way, I live on the north side.
But if they started with an estimated cost of $100 million and are now asking for $125 million, a 25% increase, does LUS really know what this will cost? That statement, does that make you want to vote for or against?
It doesn't change the way I would vote. I would still vote for it. And again, what I oppose is the inaccuracies in the question.
Our government has no business getting involved in what we watch on cable TV. Given the way the courts have been ruling on the separation of church and state, some judge may rule that we can no longer receive religious programs on a city-owned television system. Does that make you want to vote for or against the proposal?
Well, I tell you what, again, it's a ridiculous question because there are all kinds of programs there by Acadian Open Channel, which is funded by the government, and nobody stopped them.
How would you respond to this question, though?
The author of the question is an idiot. That's how I'd respond to the question. It wouldn't make me change my vote.
Okay. Next one. We cannot trust local government employees to protect the privacy of our telephone conversations, electronic mail, and what we do on the internet. Does that statement make you want to vote for or against the proposal?
The statement wouldn't change the way I plan to vote.
Good. Go ahead, sir.
Since all of those things are already regulated by the federal government, why aren't we concerned about them listening in to everything?
Next.
I mean, again, it's a ridiculous question.
Like I say, we don't write the question.
I understand. That's why I say the author of the question is an idiot.
Yeah.
Not you.
Okay. LUS claims that the fiber to the home system would provide Lafayette with state-of-the-art technology for decades to come. Experts say that that is not the case. New technologies like wireless are already on the horizon that could make such much of LUS's $125 million investment obsolete in a few years. How do you feel about that statement?
It wouldn't make me change my vote, and again, I believe it's a ridiculous statement on its face.
The city of Marietta, Georgia, just outside of Atlanta, tried the idea and lost big. The city has got into telecommunications business several years ago and lost millions. The city sold its fiber optic system last year, and the local newspaper reported it could mean $34 million loss for the city and to rid itself of its telecommunications utility, which has already drained many more millions from the city. How do you feel about that statement? Does that make you want to vote for or against it, or make no difference?
It wouldn't make me change my vote. And hopefully we're a little smarter in Louisiana than they are in Mississippi, or Georgia rather, I'm sorry.
Regardless of whether the LUS proposal works or not, the one thing that we know is that friends of parish elected officials who are lawyers, bond specialists, engineers, lobbyists, land surveyors, and advertising people will make millions. How do you feel about that statement? It makes no
difference. It makes no difference.
Since Bell South and Thomas Communications are now installing fiber optic systems that provide exactly the same services as LUS, why should Lafayette citizens spend $125 million on a high-risk venture that duplicates what private vendors are already doing? And does that make you want to vote for or against, or does it make no difference?
It makes no difference, and I see absolutely no evidence that any of those companies are actually doing that. That's the second time that that's been brought up. In fact, it was that kind of statement in the question earlier that got me to you.
Okay. Now, U.S. says that everyone will save money and get better service with a city-owned fiber system. Isn't it strange that we all must pay for garbage service, whether we use it or not? Does that mean everyone will be subsidized to high-tech Does that mean that everyone will subsidize the high-tech internet and premium cable system that less than half will ever use? How do you feel about that statement? Does that make you want to vote for, against, or make no difference?
It makes no difference in the way I would vote, and that one, I believe, is strictly an inflammatory statement.
Okay. It is not fair for government, which pays no taxes, to compete with businesses, which must pay income, property, and sales taxes. If a local government provides these services, we lose the tax revenue, which means we must pay more in taxes. Does that make you want to vote for or against the proposed one make no difference?
It makes no difference.
Under the Freedom of Information Act, all government agencies are required to make any information public when officially requested. That can mean that others could request to see what you watch on TV and which internet sites you visit. Does that make you want to vote for, against, or make no difference?
It makes no difference, and the Freedom of Information Act can work against government-regulated private industry as well.
Lafayette government has no business risking $100 million in a costly high-tech venture, which has seen almost as many failures as successes in other cities. We all remember the dot-com collapse that brought down the stock market in 2000. Does that make you want to vote for, against, or make no difference?
It makes no difference, and again, I think that's strictly an inflammatory question.
If LUS creates a government monopoly for telephone, cable TV, and internet service by promising low costs to begin with, it can raise rates later, and we shall have no option but to pay the cost because they will have driven everyone else out of business. Does that make you want to vote for, against, or make a difference?
It makes no difference.
LUS is being very vague about the exactly what Lafayette residents can expect with their fiber-to-the-home system. While private companies all have published rates for their services, LUS won't say precisely what anything will cost. Without knowing what this will cost us, voters should say no on July 16th and send a message to LUS needs to tell us all the facts and then call an election where we know what we're voting on. Does that make you want to vote for, against, or make no difference?
It makes no difference, and again, there's misinformation in the question. It's leading people to answer in a certain way.
Okay. Lafayette is rationing our water, but wants to spend $125 million on a fiber-to-the-home system. If things don't work the way they expect, does that mean they will only get cable, phone, or internet service on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays? That make you want to vote for
it? It makes no difference. That's one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard. Gene, I would think if that were the case, we'd probably be only getting electricity on Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays right now.
There you go. After taking surveys like this, people say they have changed their opinion on some issues. Regardless of your response earlier, how would you answer this question now? If you were voting for the LUS Fiber to the Home referendum today, would you vote for it or against it?
I would vote for it.
And you feel strongly about that?
Very.
Now, two questions for demographic purposes and we'll be finished. Regardless of how you're registered to vote, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
And your age, sir?
53.
And what is the occupation of the head of the household?
Photographer and business owner.
And what is the combined annual income of the family income of the household? Under $20,000, $20,000 to $30,999,
$50,000 to $59,999,
$60,000 to $99,999,
probably the
$60,000 to $99,999,
$99,999, whatever, all those
numbers.
Your
gender's male, and are you employed outside the home?
Yes.
In addition to being American, what do you consider to be your main ethnic background?
Italian.
Well, that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you for your time. You have a good evening.
Can you tell me who paid for the survey?
They don't tell us anything at all about the surveys down here in the field.
Okay.
The reason is they don't want us, if we have biases, they don't want our biases to enter into. They're interested in your opinion, not our interview.
Okay.
All right.
I understand.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank you.
You have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.